First of all, Stevie, just how good was it to represent your country, especially in such a big game against England as well?
Yeah, it was a kind of dream come true. You know, as a boy, it's always something you kind of look to, you know, as a kind of distant goal. Maybe not in terms of when you're really young, you actually believe that it's going to happen, but for it to eventually kind of come to that, and obviously against England, which was nice. My debut for the 21s was against England as well, so it was a nice little coincidence.
It's perfect, isn't it? I mean, every Scotsman, I suppose, and every Englishman. I remember Ricky Lambert got his first goals for England against Scotland. I suppose it's similar, isn't it? Getting your first game in such a big one.
Yeah, you know, it's always something that I'll have now, and no one can ever kind of take away from it that I've played, you know, for my country. You know, especially against England, as you say, it's just an added bonus.
Wasn't the result you were looking for, though, was it?
Yeah, you know, that was a bit of a disappointment. The boys after the game, they were a bit down. But as I say, the main goal for that trip was to get the 3 points, you know, in the qualifier against Ireland, which we managed to do. So it sets us well, you know, going on in the next few group games.
Overall, what has it been like being part of that full international setup? How good has it been?
Yeah, it's great. I think the first one, it was kind of just starting to get to know, you know, everyone and what kind of what it involves. The second one, you know, I could actually, you know, get my head down and start working hard when I'm there, you know, and you know, as I say, you know everyone, you're getting used to it. It's something that I want to be part of, you know, for as long as possible, and now I've got to try and look and, you know, add to that one cap.
How big would it be for you to help your country get back to a major tournament? It's been an awful long time. I think 98 World Cup was probably the last one, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, that's you know, massive if that could happen. And obviously it would come about at a time in my career which would be perfect for me. You know, I think, I don't know what age I'd be exactly after. But, you know, in a couple of years' time I'll be, you know, ready to go, hopefully. And that's the one, you know, it's got this older player there who might have a different outlook. And this is their last chance and that. But, you know, I think this is as good a chance as any, you know, with the three having the chance of qualifying as well. It kind of just blows the group wide open.
How much has it helped playing in the Championship, do you think, to prepare you for international football?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think it's important to kind of get that a taste of different kind of styles of game and styles of play. And, you know, coming down here, I think it was at the right time, managing to do that. And, you know, I don't know if that's helped in that sense in terms of getting called up or not. But, you know, I'm delighted at where I am at the moment, you know, in terms of that side of things. It's came maybe even quicker for me than what I could have imagined, you know, considering a couple of years ago I was still in the first division, you know, with Hamilton, and then the year before third division. You know, it's a nice little, you know, step up for me, you know, and I just want to keep improving and going on again.
Do you get much feedback from the Scottish national setup? I mean, is Gordon Strachan's speech, you're the head of football development there, has spoken very highly of you and he's kind of tracked your career. Do you get much feedback from him?
You know, when you're there, obviously, Gordon Strachan, you know, he's really good with the players, you know, interaction-wise. He'll take you aside, you know, and he did the first time I was there, you know, the first time I got there, the first day, you know, we had a little chat and that, and just talked, and about football, different things. And, you know, he did make me feel very welcome, you know, and that was actually, you know, a part of it.
The guy who is in charge of football development in Scotland was the coach who discovered Dirk Kuyt, and he's spoken on the record when you got your initial call-up saying that he sees similarities between you and Dirk. That must be good to hear that kind of thing.
Yeah, you know, obviously any comparison like that, you know, it's good for me and highly welcomed, you know, players like that have played at the highest level to be even, you know, kind of talked about like that is nice, but as I say, I need to keep working. You know, I'm still young and still looking to improve, so that's my kind of goal now, is kind of pushing on and try, you know, progress even more.
When we look back to the weekend, can you believe yet, has it sort of sunk in that you didn't get that goal when it came off the post in the bar, somehow it stayed out?
You know, that was a bit of bad fortune. You know, I thought it was a goal as soon as I hit it, you know. I took my touch, you know, a little bit maybe wider than what I'd like, but I connected with the shot perfect, you know, and I thought that, you know, that's a goal. But that's kind of, I think that's kind of the way it's been going for us as a team at the moment. But I don't think it's gonna be long, you know. I think Saturday, you know, we just need a little bit of change and get the rub of the green once or twice, you know, because I think if we do get ahead, we've got the foundation there, the defence that, you know, keep clean sheets, and that's the key to, you know, any successful team.
It's quite incredible, isn't it, that you didn't score in that game. That last 20 minutes, you've had a host of chances, the penalty shouts as well. How did the players feel afterwards?
Yeah, you know, we obviously felt that it was a chance to get the 3 points, but at the same time, you know, they had a couple of one-on-ones in that as well. But yeah, there was the Gomez scramble at the end, and then right after we had the break, the kind of 4-on-1, 4-on-2, with Royston's shot, so... As I say, that's the difference, you know, between a great 1-0 away win compared to a draw, you know, that you feel that you could be getting more points.
How difficult is it as a striker to sort of face up to the idea of it being, I think it's been like 300-odd minutes since the team last scored a goal, only four in this 11-game winless run, and while the defence is keeping loads of clean sheets, you know, the responsibility is now on you guys to get some goals, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely, you know, I think that's... That's football, you know. I think you go through spells that maybe strikers will be scoring, defenders will be conceding. You know, it's just swings and roundabouts. But we just need to kind of get the both, you know, clicking at the same time, and then start looking up the table again. You know, and starting climbing and getting back to form that we were in at the start of the season.
I think you could be forgiven if confidence was low at the moment. But what is it like amongst the group of strikers?
You know, there's only really me and there's not in that group anymore. You know, it's just kind of me and Atty now.
Who's got a group now?
Yeah, you know, there's only the pair of us. But you know, I think you know it comes from the whole team. You know, we need to, as a team, you know, start kind of hitting targets. You know, being more confident, and I think it will come. You know, as I say, the training this week, you know, it's been really really good. Everything about it, you know, the tempo, the kind of. The atmosphere around the club, you know, it's still high considering, you know, the ban spell that they kind of, in terms of for a win. But, you know, I think we're all really are confident going on Saturday, and I think, you know, as a team, we feel like we can get 3 points.
As someone who has been prolific for a while now in his career, is it tough to sort of take a year where you've not got a ton of goals to your name so far?
Yeah, you know, obviously, you always go through different spells. You know, this one's a little bit longer than what I was used to, but, you know, I'm not going to lose confidence. I'm still going to keep working hard, you know, and it will come, you know, it's like everything, it'll come eventually, and when it does, you know, I might hit a little purple patch, you know, and that's football. But as I say, it's a good league, there's good defences, ours is one of them. We need to just make Hillsborough, you know, a hard place to come again, start being more, you know, dogged as a team, and clinical at the same time.
Because we've seen what you're capable of. I mean, I remember the goal at Birmingham, and you know, I would call it a goal at Bolton, it didn't seem an awful lot wrong with that, the strike that was disallowed. So you've shown what you're capable of, haven't you?
Yeah, you know, as I say, I still obviously would have liked to score more, but you know, I've had ones off the line, I've hit the post, I've hit the bar, and I've hit both at the same time. It's just them ones, you know, that kind of the Gomez scrambles in our games, and now it doesn't seem to be going in for anyone either side of the pitch. You know, it's a lot of nil-nils, more than what I've probably came across before, but yeah, you know, we're not going to kind of lose sleep over that. We can't change what's happened. We need to now look forward to the next game, you know, what we're going to do and how we're going to win the game.
I don't sense any pressure, but do you feel any as a player who's come in, you know, who's cost money? Football club hasn't spent too much money on permanent transfers in the last few years, but to come in and sort of be that sort of keynote signing to provide the goals, do you feel any more pressure about that?
No, you know, I think when you're on the pitch, you don't think about anything like that. You know, you just think doing what your job is, you know, and getting shots off, trying to score goals, you know, and as I say, we're a bit of fortune as a team, you know, I don't know where we'd be in the league if we'd, you know, had some of them lucky goals, you know, a little bit of luck and a few 1-0s, and then, you know, you're sitting nearly off the playoffs. It's fine margins, and, you know, as I say, Saturday's the one for us now. We need to look towards that and try and pick up the 3 points.
How vital is it that the team gets a win this weekend? Because you can't keep going on with this run, can you? It can't be 12 games this weekend.
Yeah, you know, as I say, we can't think too much in what's passed. You know, we need to look now just about getting 3 points. As I say, there's been a lot of draws in there as well. It's not as if we're losing every week. But, you know, it would be nice this weekend. As I say, the boys are confident. The gaffer, you know, we're going to have a look at them and see what we need to do and how we're going to win the game.
But the big thing is that usually when a team's on a run like this, you kind of see fractions, don't you? Or you see a bit of, you know, maybe the fans turn a little bit. But there hasn't been that here, has there? The fans haven't turned on you, and the group still seem very close and behind the manager as well.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think we're all together. We have been since the start. I don't think too much has changed since you know we were on the good run at the start of the season. I think that's the difference. You know, it's not as if we're getting battered 3 or 4-0 every week. You know, as I say, we just got to be confident now, you know, and kind of push on.
Thank you.